episode 17. We back. I feel like the energy is amazing. Like, ever since our last episode, I feel like, you know, we on the road, man. We getting this shit going. And we just got to keep it going, man. Can't stop, won't stop.
I'm excited. I'm
got the big video on
there. Yeah, he got me up there.
They came with my husband with me on.
Right. Hey, what's up, man? This motherfucking Chizzy Chad and this bitch.
It's your boy Darren, aka D Black.
Daddy here.
Can we start? Can we start?
Yeah. So go ahead and open it up for us.
I know where it's 5 o'clock at.
Where?
What? We just looked Switzerland. Sweden. We just looked this bitch up.
Oh, was it Russia?
Oh, Moscow.
Moscow. Yeah.
It's like 5:48 a.m., but that's after 5 o'clock technically.
That means shit. We ain't never specified whether it was end time already or prime meridian. A.M. or P.M. We ain't said it was morning or...
I never knew what that motherfucking A.M. and P.M. stand for.
I can teach you some things.
You ain't gonna talk to me like
that. No homo.
Go ahead and bring us
look. So I got a question. I got a question to bring us in tonight. If your significant other got sentenced to 10 years in jail, Justin.
The bitch left.
Damn, nigga ain't even left.
Official question, I'm sorry.
She left twice.
Huh? Yeah, she left twice.
Two times.
Now, so if she got sentenced to 10 years in prison, what now?
Would you wait for her?
No. I'm a fuck during them 10 years. I might break up with her by the time the 10 years is over, though.
What if there's conjugal visits? How about that? Is that a game changer?
No, I'm gonna just cheat on the bitch. I went outside. I'm gonna cheat on the bitch.
You completely flipped the script.
I'm gonna cheat on my free bitch with the chair.
That's hilarious, Black.
That's a deep question, man.
Black, give me an answer.
If I fell off the mall, would you still love me? If it smells so good, would you still hug me? But 10 years, man, that is a long time to be incarcerated and to be lonely. Absolutely. So can I say that for certain that I would stay in that relationship? I can't. Honestly, as a man, I have needs.
She left.
More than likely. but I guess it would have to be an understanding. Like, listen. Yeah. I'm gonna support you while you in here, but just know I'm gonna be
you
out
put
here.
Money on that money on
you. Yeah, definitely. But I'm gonna be out here living my city boy life.
I'm beating this meat for 10 years.
You beating the meat for 10 years?
I'm riding for my lady.
No, you're not. I am.
I'm beating this dick for 10 years. I'm beating this dick for 10 years.
Facts. I ain't gonna lie. I can't even see myself in a relationship for 10 years, let alone waiting 10 years for my lady.
Listen, I'm in my longest relationship that I'm in now, and it's only been a year.
So, curveball, how long were you in that relationship before she got that 10?
That's a great question because that changed.
That's a determining fact.
That changed the landscape. That's
6 months, the bitch left.
That's a game.
6 years, the bitch left.
But
if it's like a fresh relationship within the first year, she's probably left. So I didn't know this woman was like this.
At what point would you consider it? Like, how many years in?
Five and up.
Okay. I add another
stipulation
to it. It also depends on what she's locked up for. Because what if it's attempted murder? Because I didn't cheat. You know.
good point. Yeah.
What about
good point?
Heroin possession. How old niggas say heroin?
Heroin. Yeah, possession. Yeah, she got a problem.
But if she got 10 years, it's possession with intent to sell usually.
Oh, then yeah, she my trap queen.
You gonna stay?
Yeah. Somebody gotta keep the operation going.
Ooh.
All right, Ghost.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, so, like, I mean, that's a very open ended question, because I feel like there's a lot of different variables that play in that. But in the overall scheme of it.
No, I still think I'm leaving
the bitch. Regardless?
Yeah, like, regardless.
So, okay. So, what if she took the rap for you? You still gonna leave
her? Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
y'all seen Ocean's 8?
You know, my girl said earlier. She said, I believe you would, like, you know, try. She said, I give you a good year.
High faith like big.
Hey. I like that.
She got it.
We kind of look like Biggie and Faith a little bit. Like, we are like.
Don't disrespect Faith, man. That's for calling his mama a dyke last year.
I thought you was gonna say for calling his girlfriend fat.
I'm lying. Listen.
And look, Uncle Vincent talking about no lawyers. What's up?
Hey, look, so listen, right? So I love that question, man, because it lets us know that we terrible.
I'm terrible.
Yeah,
I'm the only one single here.
Birds of a feather flock together.
you ain't gonna group me in with this nigga.
Why?
He been.
We are best friends.
Yeah.
I'm a quality nigga, like, and you ain't shit nigga. Like, it's.
The only quality that's high quality about you is the material you wear, because it's got
to be. Oh, that's
okay. Look.
No more. We said we're gonna stop saying fat jokes.
And so. I said I was gonna stop joking on your shoulders.
So we got several relationship topics tonight, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure we touch on each and every one of them equally, and we all get to share our opinions on mm-hmm. them. So the first relationship question is: would you date someone with different religious beliefs? And Chad, I'm gonna go to you first because I know you like half Christian, half Muslim, or something like that.
And he half atheist too. He's
I believe in the supreme being. Let's start there.
Okay. All right, Jay-Z.
Nah, for real, there is a higher power.
Okay.
Beyond nature. So let's clear that up. Okay. Would I date someone with? Yeah, I mean, I do essentially. I mean, if we're being real, like, I'm at a point as far as my religious beliefs, I am openly willing to admit that I am confused. It's because I have so many questions. So am I doing that currently? Yes, to an extent. However, I still do share some common beliefs with her spiritually.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that, I think that's still what's able to tie us in. I think if I ever get to a point where I'm 100% against Christianity, like I've sought to another religion, I don't think it would work, for the simple fact that that is one of her deal breakers.
Okay.
That is, you know what I mean? Deal breakers? Yeah, that is one of her deal breakers, and she has said it over and over. And I understand. Right. I mean, I have my deal breakers, and she has hers, and that so happened to be one of hers. Now, is that allowing me to kind of try to ride the wave of Christianity a little bit? A little bit, because I don't want to lose my lady. You know what I mean? But I don't think, if I'm answering the question exactly how you're asking it, I do not think that two people can coexist or be in a loving, you know, godly ordained union if they do have a difference.
Yeah, so they can't be married, is pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, that is
that
true.
That makes sense. How can you get married?
It's true. Like, the Bible speaks about being unequally yoked. So that's pretty much what you speak.
That's easily the biggest word you've ever used. You know,
and that's like three words.
So, Justin, okay. You give me your opinion.
Now that he just said that, because at first I was like, I was in thought that you could, because even my last one, like, she was Muslim and I'm Christian. Right. But obviously it didn't work. But right. You know what I'm saying? That was never a problem.
I don't believe she prayed five times a day.
She didn't. Okay. Well, she's like Muslim by faith.
I can't see her getting on a rug.
Y'all gonna chill.
Aladdin head ass.
Either way.
With the genie by
not the body, the genie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yo, no, you are wild, bro.
Bro, you are wild. Yeah, right. Nah, but like by faith, she is. You know. Okay. You know what I mean. So, yeah. But like you said, when it comes to marriage and going to a church and actually getting married, mm-hmm. I wonder how would that work out? Like, how would you pick? Like,
you gonna have to get married on a beach,
right? Yeah.
And, like, you just gonna have to get like a nigga that's certified in the state to like ordain niggas. Like, you ain't getting.
Because she's Muslim?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, if a couple does put that difference aside and say, fuck it, we still gonna do this thing.
Like, love conquers all types
of shit. Right, you're gonna have to make some kind of compromise, and I feel like the compromise in that particular situation would be to have a non-religious wedding, right? It's gonna be, you're gonna be on, like, Golden Corral back porch. You know, you gonna do the thing, then you're gonna go inside.
Speaking of which, you remember Blake's birthday party? They had a little thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Over there, just
that's a fire picks. Ass deck.
Yeah.
That deck was fire.
I wanted the wife. Like, the wife was thick. I don't know if y'all remember that. But now, like, Uncle Vincent said, how can two walk together unless they agree? I'm like, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But some people think love conquers all. I mean, I don't believe that at all.
To me, I think even though they say love conquers all, your love still has to have a foundation. Ooh. It has to have a base.
Yeah, it's a house.
So to me, I think it's even worse to be with a person that doesn't believe in anything.
You think it's worse?
I think it's worse.
So why? I hear you.
Yeah,
and it makes sense.
Yeah,
but I'm going to play devil's advocate here in Justin's voice. why does the foundation of a relationship have to be religious or have to be God?
I feel like because I grew up in the church, I am a Christian. I believe in God, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like.
But you see it every day.
We all see it every day. I'm not perfect. There's only one person that walked this earth perfect.
He wasn't perfect either, but that's a conversation for a different day.
Yeah,
we're not doing that. But so I feel like it has to be rooted in something. Like you have to have You have to have your relationship, a real relationship, rooted in something. You have to have
I get that, but I'm saying, why does it have to be God? Because what if I were to tell you that there are happily married couples out here that have been married for a very long time, that one, they don't, you know, necessarily have a strong conviction to Christ. Two, they don't go to church. God is not heavy in their union, and they somehow find a way to make it work.
Yeah. So, and I guess I believe that because, like, I look at my parents and I look at what they've been through and the trials and tribulations they've endured, and it's like, there's no way that they would still be together to this day if it wasn't for them having, you know, religion, Christianity, God. You know, I'm not even going to necessarily say Christianity, because I don't want people to get so big on just Christianity. But I believe there's no way that they would still be together to this day if the Creator wasn't in the midst of their relationship.
But see, the thing is, a lot of relationships, or a lot of religions, period, it pretty much states that the woman has to follow the man. So usually religion is a deal breaker, it's probably because the woman doesn't want to be a part of that religion. Be a part of that religion. Because one of them little Sex and the City movies, I know that's weird, but I remember the bitch ended up being Jewish because her husband, like, that's the one she wanted to marry, and she ended up being Jewish. And I was just like, damn, that's real love.
That's actually one of the religions that don't allow you to marry outside of the religion.
So, like, you have to become Jewish before you even get married.
They got to go through, like, the synagogue and all that shit. Yeah, and paperwork signed off to state that they're in a position to, you know, somebody agrees that, okay, these two can now, like, come together as one.
And it makes sense, in my opinion. Like I said, I truly believe that, you know, you should not be unequally yoked. So I truly believe that should be the same way.
I get that. But my thing is, like, unequally yoked, do you think when the scripture said that, it was speaking solely on, like, religious beliefs? Because two people can believe in the same God and still be unequally yoked.
I agree. No. When I say that, I'm not necessarily meaning just religion. I mean, it honestly, like, I never thought about it that way, but me thinking about it now, it could mean more than just religion. It honestly could. Like, if I believe in, which we're getting ready to go into our next subject, if I believe, like, our relationship is just supposed to be me and you believe, like, our relationship can be, you know, me, you, and Tiffany, and Ashley.
That might be all right.
You know, like, so, yeah. Like, some men are cool with that. Some
ain't
men, like,
ain't a problem.
Nah.
ain't a problem.
Look, so that kind of helped me transition to the next topic. So,
yeah, speaking Chad, of transition.
yeah, Biggie did. But would you be welcoming to an open relationship if your significant other asked you to have an open relationship on both ends?
On both ends. I feel like if one, I start by saying this, I cannot fathom the fact of another nigga hitting my lady.
That night.
So, I wouldn't even consider a threesome with another nigga. Like, I feel like that. I feel like that's like step one before you even get to that shit. Like, you got to be okay with that. Like,
it's like threesome with a nigga, you gay.
imagine you come home from work, your woman dressed up. She say, "Yeah, I'm meeting, you know, Tom, Dick, or Harry over here at Bar Louie, you know, for a night out and drinks." Huh?
People do that all the time.
Huh? Yeah.
Why people do that all the time?
Let me hop in the shower real quick.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I can kill the nigga. You know what I mean? Like, no.
But not like you agree to that, though.
No. Hell no. First of all, I don't think my lady would even got the fucking balls to ask me some shit like that.
But
like,
now, you talking about fathom your lady having sex with somebody. I can't imagine my lady sucking another dick. That's where, like, I'm just like, I'll kill everybody.
You know, so that's the only thing that gets you. You don't mind if another
dick. No, I'm just saying, like, all of it. But the fact that she might suck another dick is where it bothers me. Like, see, you know what I mean?
I'm scared the next nigga gonna have a bigger penis than me.
The next nigga will have a bigger penis than me. Yeah. So, like, I lost that either way.
It's a wrap.
Come on, like, they're in an open relationship, they looking for something they ain't got.
Here we go. There's usually something deeper rooted in either partner asking for, like, something like that.
Yeah, like, if you're asking for an open relationship, something is wrong and you want it.
That means the relationship you're currently in is not complete.
And they want to find it somewhere else. And that's where I'm just like,
well, I kind of beg to differ. Because
so then why would you do it?
It kind of goes into why men cheat and why women cheat, if you think about it. Men cheat because the opportunity presents itself, or, you know, it's a female that's just there and you're horny or whatnot. Pretty much opportunity presents
99% itself. 99% of the time when niggas cheat, something they ain't getting.
But I kind of disagree with that. I feel like it's more like that with women. I feel like when women cheat, it's because their emotional needs or something else isn't being.
Let me redo my number. 70% of the time, the other times is niggas is stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like
absolutely.
Like, but open relationship, I'm not going for it.
No, not at all.
Because don't touch my bitch, bro.
Like, I just
I'm jealous. Like, I'd kill somebody.
That's even with threesomes. Like, I would never ask my lady for a threesome.
You wild.
Because hear me out. I would never ask her for a threesome because I fear the day that she says, "Okay, babe, I gave you your threesome. Now I want mine." And reciprocity, ain't it?
Reciprocity.
And another nigga come in there, dick swinging. You gonna be mad as a bitch.
Nah, they 357 loaded.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Nah, but it's a dub for fucking open relationships. I don't even know who the fuck came up with the idea of an open relationship. Like, it was I bet you it was a woman that was just so sick of her nigga, but didn't want to leave him because he had that bag.
You think it was a woman that came up with it?
Easily. I don't think, like, no, bro, like, psychologically speaking, I don't think a man can handle, which can bring us into our next topic. Mm-hmm. Psychologically speaking, a man cannot handle another man with his woman. Even when she becomes an ex-girlfriend or an ex-wife, you still can't imagine your woman or your ex-woman being with another man.
No, not at all.
Right,
you can not like her and still don't want her with
exactly. Which brings us to this other thing we were talking about as far as why men can't handle rejection.
Ooh. Yeah, I just got game like last year because I used to be a hey, how you doing? You didn't teach me a guy.
I taught you. I taught you.
But now, like,
young grasshopper.
I didn't go after a lot of things I didn't want because I was scared to get rejected. And that's not even about, like, relationships, just so, things, period.
So, in a sense, you kind of settled.
I wouldn't say settle. I just would chill. I would just, well, oh, I guess you could say settle instead of being alone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not a
fan. I let him come.
In my past, boy, I was a Christopher Columbus ass nigga.
You was a settler.
Yeah.
Who was it?
John Smith with Pocahontas? John Smith. I was settling.
You Alex Smith. You always took the check down every time.
Yeah. Always. Look, hey, I ain't about to throw this bomb for 25 yards. Like, look, throw this little 2 yards.
I can tell you.
Get 3 yards off of it. Yeah. And we keep it moving.
There's two reasons men hate rejection or men don't respond well to rejection. One, a man's initial instinct is to protect his masculinity.
Okay.
It is. Like
the ego.
Right. And men are egotistical.
Absolutely.
Like, you ain't gonna trample on a man's ego and not expect a fucking reaction.
Absolutely.
Like, the first thing a nigga do when he feel like he disrespected is he gonna say, I beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. Like,
oh, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. Like, when I lived in New York, bro, oh, mommy. Beautiful. And the chick be like, look, I got a man. Follow up behind that is, all right, fuck you then, bitch. Sorry, bitch. That's why your shoes busted or some shit. You know, and it's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, that's a New York.
Like, it is so many other women out here. It's like.
It is. And then, like, it also took me realizing that I'm a hot commodity. Like, somebody gonna want me. You hear me?
I had to put you on the mic.
He said,
but
we live.
Oh, so let me ask you this. Do you think confidence, a man's confidence, plays a role in how he reacts to rejection?
That goes back to his ego.
Then that's what I'm saying. Like, my confidence is now at a point where, like I said, if I get rejected, I'm fine with
it. Right. So you don't have no rebuttal or anything.
I'm like, that's cool. You know, I'm fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's no need to, like, dwell on it. But like you said, like, and also it took me, like, realizing that I don't need somebody. So, like, my ego isn't, you know, to the point where, like, I have to, like, react like that.
You can
do
bad all by yourself.
Hey, look. I'm a bad nigga that don't need no bitch.
Real ass nigga. Give a fuck about a bitch. Yeah. But I can also say, like, I was not typically a person that would approach a female either. I mean,
I can see why. Somebody asked, did you have your B cups out too? I ain't gonna say who said
that's
it.
All right. Like, niggas,
you know who said
it. Yeah, the other nigga with B cups. So, it's hot. But
so what took you to a point where, like, you started approaching? You know what I mean? Like, what made you say, you know what, I can do this? You know what I mean?
I was horny.
That'll do it too.
Truth is, my hands was tied. Like, I said, something's got to give. Like,
I got carpal tunnel. Like,
I'm gonna tell you what made me go out on a limb and just be like, fuck it. It was probably Hennessy. And just like, shoot, man, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, Steph Curry shoot 45% for his career.
I mean, like, you gotta get that Kobe mentality, like the last game of his career.
And you,
when he jacked 60 shots.
I don't need that type of I don't need that type of energy in my life. There's a lot of shit going on. But I get what you're saying though.
But yeah, but like, men, I don't like it even accounts to, like, when we get in our feelings or when we are hurt in a relationship or by a woman or whatever, like, we take that shit 10 times harder than a woman does. Like, it's just something, it's like your ego and your pride and your manhood is bruised to the point where you feel like, fuck, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I've been that way one time in my life and I never want to feel that feeling again.
We can want to leave, I can tell you, I'm gonna leave my bitch today. But then when you get there and she leave you, like, she's like, babe, we need to talk. I don't think this is working out. it's gonna ruin your whole motherfucking absolutely. Day. You're gonna be hurt. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and the whole time you was going over there, do the same shit she absolutely. Just did. But
that's where the pride and the ego right. comes in. It.
Yeah. Man, women ain't shit, man.
No woman will ever leave me first.
It's not you, it's me. That's you.
Never leave you.
Like if I feel like you about to leave me, I just go ahead and beat you up.
No, I'm bullshit, but I'm gonna leave you first. You know what
so
mean?
Look, yeah. So yeah. look, since you want to talk about domestic violence, that's what you on tonight. I want to read this article out about Rekina Williams. I believe that's her name, from the LA Sparks.
Okay, is she even so, good?
I don't think so, but then she again, I don't, the ground. You know, no, dunking on no sexism type stuff, but yeah. I don't watch the women's basketball.
Don't Brittany Grind and pay child support.
It's worse than high school.
Basketball. But like my thing is, I don't want to watch layups all day. Right?
I want to see shaking and bake. Look, so I'm going to read this article and figure out where to start off at.
Sexism. We're going to get canceled.
So it says, WNBA has suspended Los Angeles Sparks guard Rekina Williams for 10 games over a domestic violence incident.
Williams was 10 arrested. Games?
10 games. That's it. For a domestic violence incident.
Oh, they season only 20. I just thought about it. Like, that's like 32 or something. It really, now I think about it.
So
it
she loses a third of her salary.
A third, third of 20 grand. So,
hey, we hiring. But look, so it says she was arrested. It says she was arrested on April 29th and has been charged with two felony counts, one involving the assault of an individual with whom she was in a relationship, and the other involving the threat another person with a firearm. Let's see where I can pick up at.
Somebody spilled the weed smoke.
It says if. Okay, so pretty much, she got into it. She went over to her girlfriend's house. Uh-huh. Girlfriend opened the door after she was banging and hollering and yelling on at the doorstep. Girlfriend opens the door. She pulls her girlfriend out of the door. Of course, it's a girlfriend. I don't know any straight WNBA basketball players.
It's probably 3%.
Yeah, so that's what, 5 total. But anyway, so she pulls her girlfriend out of the house and just started beating on her or whatnot. They say that two neighbors heard the commotion going on. They came out of their house, and it took them 10 minutes to pull this female off of another female. They said once they actually got her off of her girlfriend, Rekina Williams went to her car, got her pistol out of the center console, put it on the hood, put it on the hood of the vehicle, and said, I got 18 for both of y'all if y'all want it.
That's a stand up nigga.
So yeah. So now
I would have beat the fuck out of Rekina.
So now she's facing domestic violence assault charges and also, you know, threatening with the weapon charges as well. But
that me hit
the thing man. I want the point that I want to kind of emphasize is the double standard of, you know, she did all of that and only got a 10-game suspension.
I really
Ray Rice
is banned, pretty much.
Is banned. He's blackballed. He's out of the NFL.
He also slapped her.
Like, he slapped her. And on video, too.
Kareem Hunt.
On video.
Kareem Hunt.
On video.
His situation was more so self-defense because the girl approached him, right? Or was probably talking trash or whatever.
She spit in his face and called him a nigga. Yeah.
Either way, I feel like When it comes to domestic violence, it's a double standard.
It is a double standard.
It's a double standard. You see what that girl did to Bow Wow face?
He probably deserved it. I ain't gonna lie.
You see what Rihanna did to Chris music, Brown? Huh? Oh, no.
For that trash ass music.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris Brown did that. But what I'm saying is, you can't tell me right now that if
they said Rihanna beat the fuck out of Chris, then that's kind of like what, that's the aftermath of it.
But look, you can't tell me right now. I believe. Yeah. You can't tell me right now that if Jelena beat you the fuck up right now, which I know she could.
She jumped.
Like, if you called the police on her, that she would get the same treatment. She would get the same treatment. Ooh. If it was the other way around.
I'm gonna go to the door.
And they gonna laugh. They gonna be like, I know this big ass motherfucking nigga ain't just calling.
Right.
Absolutely.
Saying his woman beat him.
Absolutely. So,
but, that,
so,
but so, that's the best case scenario, because if you beat her, it's a
so, automatic so, 72. Yeah.
So, not only that, but with this particular situation, she was arrested for that incident on April 29th, right? On May 15th, she signed a new contract with the LA Sparks. Do you not see an issue with that?
Did she have her dick on when she did that?
Oh, my God. Clearly, she didn't.
The purple one.
Cause if she...
But nah, but like on some serious shit, the only reason I think she only got 10 games, because you got to scale it back to the fact that they only have like 30 games in a season. So that's probably like, let's just say one of the NBA players did that. They'll probably miss about 20, 30 games.
At this rate, they'll probably get suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nah, I think about absolutely. It. And, if it's not indefinitely, it'll be at least until the case is solved.
Right. So, in the NFL, they don't play that shit because they fucked up the Ray Rice situation. So, just in case people don't realize, the reason why Ray Rice got blackballed was because they fucked it up. It really wasn't his fault. I hate to say that. I mean, it was his fault.
He was a guinea pig.
Yeah. So, he beat her. He beat her. They went to court. She begged for, like, you know, this is my husband. I love him. It was one incident. It's over. They said, okay.
But the thing is, she didn't do all of that until she realized the magnitude.
No, this is before the whole
thing. What I hate about the whole situation was they suspended the nigga for 4 games first.
Two games.
They suspended him for 2 games
first. And he played in the preseason and everything.
And then
when the video dropped, fuck TMZ, by the way, and because TMZ will fuck everything up.
Like, fuck, bro.
I know, but like, so then when the video dropped, then the NFL was like, they scrambled, suspended him. And then, you know, the NFL Players Association fought for him and said, that's double jeopardy. You can't do that. You can't charge a man twice for the same crime.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you didn't know that. That's
the
what
justice happened. System been fucked up.
Yeah, but that's kind of what happened. Yeah. They was like, we can't charge it. Y'all can't charge him twice for the same crime. So that's when they rescinded his suspension, but nobody else was signing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't touch him because at that point he was already like damaged goods. Like at that point, the storyline would have been the Oakland Raiders signed. Woman beater, Ray Rice. But, that would have been the story.
Now, did Kareem Hunt get picked up? He got picked up.
He got picked up by the Browns, right?
Yeah.
But that's why I commend the NFL for putting a certain guideline in place. So now we know what's going to happen.
Right.
So if you do some shit like that, it's 6 games automatic. You know what I mean? And then, but he got 8 because he did that, plus he beat up a nigga like a month before that. Like at a club or something.
Me personally, like, and we can agree to disagree, but I still believe it's just a double standard.
It is a double standard. No, because I feel like...
I don't think either one of us
is. Because, like, my thing is, I feel like what she did was worse than what the other two niggas we just named did.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
She threatened the lives of 3 people.
Not only that, because let's just say one of them 2 niggas pulled out a gun and threatened their bitch with it.
Oh.
Or do what Fab did, where Fab... Supposedly he beat Emily up and then threatened to kill everybody and her father.
So since we talking about Fab,
I need an album.
Do he still rap? Because
you think he a fashion model?
I think he's an IG model. Like, the only time I see Fab is
fashion over male.
When he rocking Balenciagas and smoking on shirts.
Don't disrespect my sister.
Nah, I fucks with her shit. That's why I'm trying to plug her in, bro. Like,
smoke out. Pretty fucking dope. Yeah, best shirt I got absolutely. On game.
But look, so to transition into our next subject.
But nah, fuck that. Oh, okay. We need to let these people know this bitch needs to go down.
Absolutely.
I'm starting a petition. What's her name?
Brittany Garner.
Rakina?
Rakina.
Oh, Brittany Garner. I bet
she had a game the other day and got 2 rebounds.
Brittany Garner?
Yeah.
She's 6'8". Brittany Garner dick got to be this big.
And she can dunk. So I'd much rather barely. She get 10 games.
Barely.
She can barely.
Dunk.
You know, she said she could beat Boogie Cousins in a basketball game?
I believe it.
Huh?
I believe it.
Boogie now would beat the fuck out of Brittany Garner.
Nah.
You are bisexual. Like, I would not stop saying that.
I'm a feminist. No, but look,
she ain't even a bitch for real.
So let's talk about your main man, Chizzy.
Who?
R. Kelly.
45.
Oh, Donald J.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so.
Donnie do next.
So he had some remarks towards some congressmen.
Congresswomen?
Congresswomen. I'm sorry, you know. But he basically told them to go back where they're from. Mm. And
white people tell us that all the time.
The silly
Let's
part
look at the context.
Let's
present an objective statement, and then we can, you know, opinionize whatever we need to.
Ain't no problem. You done fucked my life.
Let's not start with the subjectivity. Like,
okay. Right, so, okay, 16 letters.
Go ahead.
All right, anyway.
All I got is subjectivity, fool.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. I'm a black man.
Oh, my God. Please just continue. Like...
Yeah, go ahead, G.
Now, you...
So, look. So, he basically said something to the effect. I'm going to paraphrase it, and if I fuck it up, just let me know.
I just heard about it when we started this. Yeah.
So he said something to the fact where he told the four congresswomen, if they weren't happy with what's going on in America or with America, go back to where they're from. Mm-hmm. The issue with that is that technically all of them are from America. Yeah, three of them were actually born in America, mm-hmm. and the other one moved to America when she was like 10 years old. Where I'm from, wherever you went to high school, that's where you're from.
Right, right.
You know, so my opinion on that whole situation is like, dude, you're an idiot. I probably shouldn't be saying that because of my
you
status
work for him, yeah.
and everything. But
you G18, whatever.
G14 classified.
Okay.
But look, listen to this, man. Like, and I say this with all honesty and with from the deepest part of my heart, I guess. I don't know what other word to say, but
come on.
I'm a man first, not only that, but a black man first. The military is only a job to me. That's it. It's only a means
to
pay.
You don't give a fuck about your country?
No, I'm not saying that. I love my country.
Would you give your life for this country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I signed up for.
Okay. I respect.
But
I don't.
For me to stand beside a man that doesn't believe in the equality of all people in America, I don't agree with that. And don't get it twisted. If he gives an order, I have to abide by that order. But that doesn't mean I agree with it. Right. Agree with it. So I'm going to leave it there. But what I think he said about those congresswomen, I think it was ill. I think he had ill intentions behind it. And I feel like the fact that he went forth with it and then doubled down on it and didn't...
He said it twice.
Yeah, and didn't like offer any type of clarity in what he said. Like, yeah, I feel like he really meant ill will by that.
So, you know how I feel about this?
How do you feel about
nigga,
it?
Nigga, send your bitch back. Like, let's start there.
I fuck his bitch whole time.
Let's start there. And the reason I hate that comment and hate that statement is as a result of, nigga, I came here for the opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, I came to this country for the opportunity like these women, mm-hmm. like these women did. And, I mean, and I'll do everything to do what's right for this country and, like, you know, do as the naturally born citizens do. You know what I mean? So for the nigga to say that, it's like, fuck you, bro. Like, nigga, send your bitch and your illegitimate ass kids back to Arabia, wherever the fuck.
Nah, them kids white. Nah, I don't think she got kids.
So he left it. Oh.
Because okay. She only like 28, right? she not like, he sent me too, but she like.
What's her name? Yvonne.
Nah, like I beat him the fuck up.
His bitch probably a tranny, but Chill, Trump. Don't cancel us.
I'm sorry.
So what you think, Justin?
Like, I just heard about this, but bro, wow. Like, and he needs to be stopped. Because he just say some shit like, we just don't expect this nigga to say, bro. Right. Like, I just can't believe he say shit, bro. I'm like, when y'all tell me this shit, because I don't watch the news. Fuck all that.
Fuck all that.
Hey. I got way too many blues for
anymore. This nigga gonna wake up.
Hold on, I like that.
Way too many blues for any more bad news. Like, fuck that. Yeah.
A comedian said this nigga gonna wake up one day and be like, let's just bomb North Korea. Let's bomb them.
They said, he sent off missiles to Syria with an Xbox
with
one.
With an Xbox controller, yeah. Like, bro, and at the rate he's going, bro, it would not be surprising.
Look at my stank face. Y'all seen that episode of South Park?
Nah, he ain't.
That shit, man.
Bro, I gotta show you that shit. That shit funny.
That shit's hilarious. It's
fuck all that.
You said you was GS9? Oh, that's
That's not vibing there.
He's leaving me a game, man.
That's Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby Shmurda.
You know, I ain't got nothing to do with Bobby.
You look like Bobby Shmurda.
Ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on, though.
Yeah, you Bobby Shmurda, I'm Roddy Rebel.
Nah, you prop, dude. You look like prop.
And look, anyway, you said some bullshit like G14 classified. G14 classified.
That's crystal ball.
All right, just a little. Chill. Yeah. G14 classified. You Air Force, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of like, you've made your way up the ranks of the Air Force to a certain degree. Would you agree?
To a certain degree.
Yeah, what is the underlying reason for Area 51?
Tell me.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a little something, but this is all I can tell you. G14 classified.
I think Area 51 made up, and I think G14 classified is made up. They just say that shit just to make it sound.
Do you even have a security clearance?
I do.
Okay.
You do all for real?
No, honestly, I do. I got two for my job.
I'm gonna rob your ass.
No, like real, like I'm not even trying to blow smoke or nothing like that.
No cap.
for my career field, for my job, like I can't even have my phone in my office. Like, I literally...
You text us all day.
Yeah.
You a liar, bro.
That's because I go to the bathroom and act like I'm taking a shit. And
I do that at work, too. I'll be tired of people. But nah.
But yeah, but for real, like... And honestly, I don't know what the fuck G... not G14, but I know what G14 classified is.
I thought you were going to say GS9.
I don't know what Area 51 is, to be honest.
You do.
Like, I really don't.
You do.
Do y'all believe in aliens? I do not believe in aliens.
I don't believe in aliens.
Like, you...
So my thing is, because like I said, I was texting somebody on the way here, and what they were telling me about Area 51, I feel like it's all made up. I just think it's a fairy tale that people created just to scare us. And aliens don't exist. Niggas watch Scary Movie 3, and motherfuckers are pissing out their index finger, and now they want to believe aliens exist. So...
I'm here to tell you that UFOs are real.
You shape like a UFO.
Yeah.
You know what to do. But now, like, so you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
So you believe in a higher life form that we just don't know about?
Right.
I'm an Air 51.
I took, like, several, like, space science classes, bro. Like, this shit, I was an aviation science major. So I had to.
It ain't got shit to do with space.
Nah, I mean, yes, it does.
Okay.
Hey, look, yes, it does.
So.
Nah, chill.
So, I don't want to tell you, Crunch said, he was trying to say the universe is too big for him. He said the university is too big. But
he
got a point, though. Like, I get what people saying that you know, aliens, about the aliens and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I'm the type, I gotta see it to believe it. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
I just think Area 51 just got
you pink. You from Missouri.
Yeah.
Show me. Yeah.
You looking at one.
Hey, something ain't right.
Be black is an extraterrestrial.
You an extraterrestrial too. You got extra skin everywhere. That want a good one? We on live, I don't care.
Because I ain't circumcised, bro.
Oh,
Nah, I'm bullshit. Oh. Chill. Hey, bring it.
Your lady.
Nah, but look.
Chill. Bring it back.
Nah, but seriously, though.
No, but.
Somebody said end the show.
Look, the United States Air Force put out a statement, and these your people, like, this, your commander put out a statement.
This nigga Justin is tripping.
My commander ain't got nothing to do with Area 51.
Like, yeah, your commander, your sergeant.
My sergeant.
Your drill sergeant put out a statement saying that any nigga think they big and motherfucking bad want to rush Area 51.
Hey, how many people say they gonna rush Area 51?
It's thousands.
I just can't wait for niggas to die, bro. All right, niggas gonna die.
Lil Nas X said he was leaving.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Ain't no Wranglers and Cowboys. He the first dead. They want him gone. Like,
he gonna ride to you. He can ride anymore. He
Yo, you niggas, we canceled. I want y'all to understand that this is probably our last episode. Like, I know.
It's because you brought up circumcision.
it's a cultural thing. But that's a conversation for another day.
Oh, my God.
Man, that extra 2 minutes is crazy.
Hey, look, stop, please.
It looks slack.
Alright, yeah, look, hey. Crunch said he rushing Area 51 on live, though. I can't wait for that video to drop. Yo, all, I can see this get picked off with lasers, bro.
First of all, I ain't never seen Crunch in a rush for nothing.
You must have not been here for that cookout.
I missed that.
But no, like, seriously, like, they gonna have lasers picking niggas off.
Yeah.
The
Air Force said they're meeting niggas with
deadly force. They not gonna shoot you in the shin. They gonna take you the fuck out. Headshots only.
You know, they got drones and shit.
See, Black, yeah, now you coming alive.
Yeah.
He kind of want to tell us.
I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be one of them niggas that rush area.
Yeah, because you work for the niggas, bro. Of course, you ain't gonna rush.
I'm not doing it because I want to live. I got shit to do.
Right.
Like, I got pussy to get.
I don't give a. Area 51 not affecting what I got going on tomorrow. That's what I'm getting at.
Like, so when the UFO pick up Blake, then that's when it got.
Yeah, that's when she gonna get real.
Yeah, you dead too. I see them putting the anal probe in you or some shit. Yeah, you a freak.
Oh, no sir.
Sir. Y'all funny.
What else? Nah, y'all hilarious.
Y'all
funny. What else happened this week?
Man, it's been a lot going on. Oh, did y'all see that shit about R. Kelly, bro?
Can we?
What?
I gotta talk about.
You said about how he tried to get transferred to a juvenile.
To a juvenile detention center, bro.
They made that up. Like, they had to make that up.
I thought it was real
news. Man, he's 58.
His bond got denied.
But he could have said, like, he's on a, let's say, a sixth grade reading level. And that would make sense.
You're hitting in plain sight.
We not hitting plain sight.
Yeah, well, look, he told him, he said, I gotta lay with your kid because it's part of my therapy. He already kidnapped the bitch twice. Like,
there were aliens in that.
It was, right? Yeah, because he told the little bitch, I gotta get you pregnant before the aliens can get
us.
That was not real.
That was real.
That was just for him to fuck a 12-year-old.
And he real sick.
Yeah, he was real sick.
Hold on, so is that based on a true story?
Yes. No, that's a real, that really happened.
That's a real, real.
This bitch got kidnapped 4 times, Black.
So where is the kidnapper at now?
Dead.
He went to jail.
And then he died. And then he got killed in prison.
No, he just died.
Okay. Yeah, because he was a sick-ass nigga.
But he ain't go to jail. He was like 60, though.
So all them years, he was getting away.
Though the four times he kidnapped that bitch, he never got tried for that.
That was all like the parents... Gave her up like him.
Yeah, he fucked the parents too. You
mom and
head.
Dad.
Mom and dad. He fucked. Dad said, "I'll relieve him."
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like, this nigga was a master manipulator.
He told like they ride in the car. They pull in a little pathway. He said, "You know what? My wife not really pleasing me like I want to. I just need some relief."
Oh.
So he's sitting in the driver's seat. The dad sitting in the passenger seat. And dad was like, yeah, he said he needs some relief, so
I'll relieve him.
look at the face, Black.
He worse than Tasha.
Nah, for real.
How?
On a more serious note, have y'all seen the shit where, like, a cop a deputy sheriff got a gun pointed at, got a nigga pointed a gun at him, a security guard, an armed guard, mm-hmm. pointed a gun at the deputy
Both
sheriff.
Both of them white.
No, the deputy sheriff was black.
But I'm saying the man who pointed a gun was white.
He was white as fuck.
He did.
Absolutely. You know what's been going on with my people?
Oh my god! Yeah, you. I forgot you. What's the professor?
Black Klansman.
Yeah,
I say Black Klansman.
Umi Johnson.
You gotta love your black woman because can't date a white woman.
That's just crazy though. Like,
so hold on.
So why are you shooting?
Apparently, he was in a gun free area. And the security guard was like, you need to cop or not. You need to get the fuck out of here with that gun. And like the deputy sheriff.
Duty?
Yeah. I don't know if the deputy sheriff was on duty. Like,
couldn't
have been. The deputy sheriff was like, nigga, I'm a deputy sheriff. Like, the fuck is you doing, bro? Uh-huh. Nigga pulled his pistol and like walked the sheriff nigga out. Nigga just walked that.
He had to be off duty, bro.
Nigga just walked that.
Yeah, if he on duty, I'm sure.
Had to. If he was now, on duty, he would have a uniform on.
Do you think
him being white played a part in,
or the deputy sheriff being black?
No, I think I really think he had to be off duty.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that can make
you
sense
think if him. It was a white deputy sheriff that walked in that facility, he'd have got treated the same.
No,
right?
No, you're right.
I can agree. Typically, I'm one to say like
you
to get benefit
any day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Nah, typically I'm one to give the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But in this instance, I cannot see a
Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah. I cannot see a Caucasian deputy sheriff getting a gun pointed in his face.
Absolutely not. And I'm going to be honest with you. That black sheriff, whether he was in clothes or in plain clothes.
Now, he was in uniform.
He was in uniform.
Oh, nah.
The video is out.
So even with him being in uniform, he's a smart man. And I say that because even though, you know, he was in uniform and was identified, the story probably wouldn't have been told the same had that security guard actually fired his weapon.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So the fact that that deputy was able to go home to his kids, to his family or whatever that night, I think he made the right decision.
Absolutely, just
walking out.
Absolutely,
because you think he made the right decision?
I do. That deputy sheriff was well trained because he would have expected that. He would have expected someone else if he were to confront someone else to walk away as a way of bringing the situation
and I feel like he was able to live another day. To bring that shit to his leadership to address whatever the fuck happened. You know, we weren't there, but he lived to go to his family and to address that situation, have that security guard or whoever that was.
That white, he did get arrested and he pled not guilty today.
He pled not guilty?
He pled not guilty.
So, I mean, he posed to probably.
Yeah. But
not posed to, but you know.
But the fact that he was arrested, I'll take that for now.
I won't take that.
I'll take that for now until we get the results.
Now, do you think?
I need him in a cast.
Now, put yourself in.
Yeah, beat the fuck
up. Put yourself in the security guard's position.
Put an ET on the end.
All right.
Casket. Yeah.
Yeah. Put yourself in the security guard's position, okay? You know, your duties are outlined each day. Like, when you come here, this is your responsibilities. And one of those responsibilities to, no matter who it is, we don't care who they are, no nigga is supposed to be in here with a firearm.
No nigga, right?
Well, no one is supposed to be in here with a firearm. Yeah. If you're that security guard, black, how do you handle that situation?
A cop, though?
If I'm a security guard. If you approach me and show badge,
you are given explicit instructions. We don't care who it is. If it's an unauthorized person in this facility with a firearm, they have to go. How would you handle that situation?
That's not how it works, though.
How you know that?
He was a cop, bro.
I was a cop. As long as I had my badge and my gun on me, I could walk into anywhere.
Any restricted fields.
Okay, maybe not a
army base or something.
Yeah, a military base. But other than that, I could walk into anywhere as long as I had my gun and my badge on me.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like
my duty weapon at that. Not just
gotcha. My person. That's
why the nigga was in uniform.
Yeah. About to say, if he's in uniform, that's what I'm trying to figure out, like, what the issue was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a, he,
I just played devil's advocate, but I do believe it was racially charged.
It was racially charged.
Racially motivated.
And I still, I would at least pistol whip him. I wouldn't shot him out of pistol whip him.
No. Like I said, the deputy sheriff did what he was supposed to do. Because if the deputy sheriff had a chip on his fucking shoulder, and he had, you know, he was one of them niggas that power trip. He'd have been like, nigga, who the fuck you just pull a gun on? Yeah. What's up? And draw his. And how would that hit?
He wouldn't have ended well. Wouldn't end well.
So I commend him.
You know, me too.
He walked out, walked away.
He a bitch.
He was able to fight the next day.
Look, he a bitch a little.
He a little bitch.
My manhood would have had me draw my weapon.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking in my mindset, like how I am, you.
But for me, manhood can be your downfall.
Y'all say that now, but me,
yeah, we want a fucking cop. We get it.
No, I'm not saying that. I just think I may be a little bit more level headed, and I think about
I think about
the fact that look, I got a daughter now. You know what I mean?
So you
I would like real, yeah, like real
you
shit. Like
shit
you can
now.
You call you no, I'm not saying it. You can call me, you know,
I got a big fan,
a baby back bitch.
Yeah, you can call me that all you want, but
I called you a bitch ass nigga earlier.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, ain't gonna be too many. But I would have that day. I would have just tucked my nuts and I would have went on about my way.
And I would have did.
Like supposedly, he had reported that to somebody for the guy to get arrested the next day.
The funny thing is, cops did get called.
Yeah,
so you call the cops on a cop, you fucking asswipe. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You think you're not gonna get arrested for pointing your gun in the deputy sheriff's face, regardless of what
2019
facility it is?
Different.
And the sad part is, I don't see it getting no better.
Hey, you know what's crazy? The story is developing, but the lady that founded the African American Museum was found dead in a car trunk.
Mm.
Conspiracy theorists about to eat this one up.
Just like how they thought. Yeah. Like they said, you know, they think Nipsey died because he was making a video of
Dr. Sebi.
Whatever.
The JP Morgan Chase Bank ship also got jammed up. Cocaine out the motherfucking ass.
All right, Tommy.
Nah, for real. Like it's a whole lot of shit. It's a whole lot of shit going on, bro. Like
it is, man.
Yeah, like I said, 2019.
It's a funky ass year.
2016 was so lovable, fun.
Niggas
17 was cool.
Still died.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas died in 2016.
Yeah, because
like I feel like every year we'd be like, damn, too many niggas dying this year. It's the same amount of niggas.
And now it's gonna be getting older. People dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just noticing now because we're adults.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense now. Yeah. But the African American bitch, like, got found in a trunk. No offense. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Come on, dude.
Like, the one that found in the museum got found in a trunk. Yeah. In a trunk.
In a trunk. In the trunk of a car.
Damn, like, she couldn't die of natural causes, cuz.
In
damn.
A trunk? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, there's foul play, but I'm only saying that to say we can only, like, imagine the stories that are going to develop this week. And niggas that believe in that conspiracy shit,
racism still alive. Yeah, they just be concealing it.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I believe in a lot of conspiracy.
We know.
Stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
Like I'm scared to get my ancestry shit done because they gonna have my DNA on file.
Nah, we
30% Irish.
He not 30% Irish.
Yeah, that nigga 100% nigga.
Like not even like Kenya, none of that.
Nah,
he's gonna say nigga.
It might.
No, ain't no might. You.
But at least I know.
You the second blackest nigga.
You on the other hand, your shit gonna be 10% everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Everybody got cheated on. Everybody got cheated. It's like Arlington the blackest nigga I know, and then you second.
You forgot about Nightcrawler.
Who?
You remember Nightcrawler?
I don't.
Is that the nigga with the bell pepper nose?
You used to hoop with us on base?
I don't.
Okay. The guy named Jay.
Who got some fire? Who got some heat to take?
Fuck my life away.
Where's Crunch when you need him? Crunch gave us
something. He right here, bro. He been on this live shit the whole time.
Crunch gave us something deep last week. That nigga said
he was racist.
He was Anglo-Saxon.
his angle fucked up.
But it's a motherfucking Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
going up on a Tuesday.
He dead, right? He gotta be dead.
And he's bisexual. But we not gonna talk about him. No, he is though.
Man, like, man can't be bisexual.
Who?
That I love Mackinac or whatever.
Yeah. Why y'all still talking about Crunch? That shit crazy.
Nah, but yeah. I appreciate y'all tuning in with us for another night, man. You know, continuously working, just trying to get better.
Yeah. And matter of fact, before you end it, look, hit us up, man. We on all social networks. If y'all have specific topics y'all wanted to hear us give our opinions on and talk about, let us know. We got the Ask FM. I know that shit it goes back to like Elizabeth City days, back when niggas were scared to approach women and ask them questions.
Yeah, can
shit,
I eat your booty?
You know, stuff like that. But look,
yeah,
like,
but who?
But look, if you'd rather to remain anonymous, hit us up on the Ask FM app. If you don't care, you just want to hear us talk about a specific issue, hit us up on IG, Facebook.
Shit. Text me. From now on, we're going live every episode on my Facebook page, Justin Cody Richardson. I'm private. Add me. But yeah, we're recorded live every week. Come watch us, text us, call us, whatever.
Matter of fact, Chizzy, give out all your social media platforms and names.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we on everything, nigga. Yeah. Like,
me and Chad back on Twitter now.
We on iTunes. We on Spotify. We on Google Play.
Yeah.
We on SoundCloud, wherever you want to find us.
Yeah, my mixtape dropped.
We there. Nah, for real. But now we really have. I am so happy, man. We really have like consistent listeners. We got listeners in India. I showed y'all this the other night. You might have been drunk.
Yeah.
But we got listeners in India. We got listeners in Brazil.
We have one in Italy.
I have one in Colombia. We have listeners in Jamaica. Like, this shit, man, I definitely appreciate y'all. And, you know, thanks for rocking with us. And, you know, we're only going to get bigger. We're only going to get better. We will try to be a little bit politically correct.
Never.
Never mind.
Nah. So look.
Essentially, it's better to be pissed off than pissed on. Good night.